Joining us now on the line is our very good friend of the program. He is the sports professor, Rick Caro, who joins us each and every week during our golf, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am, of course, not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But Peter Bernhardt, my co-host today, is an attorney from that very law firm, McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And the esteemed Rick Caro is, of course, also a litigator. Rick, good morning to you.
Esteemed. What do you want? What do you want? Hey, so Rooney is Wally Pipp. You guys remember Wally Pipp? He'll never get back in the lineup. I've been listening to Bernhardt, and he's darn good, man. I don't know where Rooney is, but note to file to Rooney: get back soon because you're going to lose your job.
You know where Pat is?
Where?
Rick? He's driving his kids to summer camp in Vermont.
Yeah, I get it.
Driving.
No, I get it. I mean,
that's
A, to save gas
drive.
Money, right? And B, of course, they don't have cell phones, in the northeast part of the U.S. So, of course, he's not going to call in. I get it. So, Peter, the job is yours. Okay, I don't have the authority to give it to you, but if I did, this would be a no-brainer. The only thing I want from Rooney is continual access to his nice golf courses. Now that I got you guys tied up, I want to make sure I continue with him. So, Peter, how you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing well, Rick. I'm looking forward to teeing it up with you next weekend.
Yeah, we're going to do that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So,
Rick, what are we going to do now? Obviously, we're going to still play golf because we're golfers and we love doing that on the weekends as weekend warriors. But regarding our fandom of the world of golf and the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods is done for the year. What are we to do?
Well, we got Karnak. That was pretty good setup. Not bad. Well, I just so happen to have five things the PGA Tour should consider for the remainder of the 2008 season to compensate for being Tigerless. You want to hear them?
I do.
All right.
I actually do. I'm interested to hear this list.
All right, and it's a dead serious list, obviously, and they should do it. They should implement it tomorrow. So number one is suspend the FedEx Cup at its current level and award Tiger the 2008 championship, because nobody's going to care anyway, and award everybody who would have been playing in those September and October events tickets to the NFL games of their choice, because that's what they really want to do. Number two.
Can they get tickets to the game that's overseas?
Yeah, they can. Well, and it's the end of October, and so, let's give everybody who's within, let's say, the top 20 of the FedEx Cup finals tickets to the NFL game overseas and whatever other game that they want to do, and that way we can kill two birds with one stone. We can forget the FedEx Cup, and then we can also get golf tied into the NFL, and they love that.
Do they still get, hey Rick, do they still get deferred comp on the FedEx Cup, or is it now they get cash this year since it's only a partial season?
Will they get one of those huge checks that you can't cash like last year? Okay.
Happy Gilmore has about 25 of those in his backseat.
I love those checks, right? I want someone to go to like Wachovia and say, "Hey, I just won your tournament. Open the door. Give me that check. I want that money." All right, so that's number one. Number two, put pressure on Valhalla to tear down their courses and go condo. And it's obvious because the Ryder Cup doesn't mean anything this year anyway, so turn it into some developments. I know permits are hard to get now, so let's do that. That's number two.
These are Rick Caro's five things that the PGA Tour should consider for the remainder of the 2008 season.
And they're real, and they're serious. Number three.
Get Tim Finchem on the line right
now.
Yeah,
right now. Number two, I know Ty very well. I'm sure he's going to be very excited about this. Number three, change the British Open to cricket. It's just as slow as golf, but at least their superstars are intact. Number four, turn Tiger's July 4 event at D.C.'s Congressional into a mega patriotic barbecue for all his first tee kids, about $500,000 per year all told, and invite him to the event for free. And they should do that anyway, no matter what. Tiger, think of this. Tiger, 18th green, no golf played. You have huge barbecue chicken and hamburgers. You give it to all the first tee kids, and Tiger personally serves them in his wheelchair.
I was just going to ask you, would Tiger be working the barbecue with his Kiss the Cook apron?
In his wheelchair. That would be number four. Okay. Number five, require Nike, Gatorade, EA Sports, and Buick to sponsor the remainder of the PGA Tour's 2008 season on a rotating basis as a bridge until Tiger returns next year. I'm sure they're going to be happy to do that because What are they going to do for the rest of the year anyway if Tiger's not going to be there? So,
and that would kill two birds with one stone because the PGA Tour, as we know, is struggling right now to find sponsors. They had to scrap the Atlanta-based event after years at Sugarloaf, and they just barely got in under the deadline for the Tampa event that used to be called the Pods, and now it's going to be called Transitions Eyewear. Barely got in under the deadline to remain in the 2009 schedule for that event. So, Rick Haro, nicely done with your top five list. I think we should get Tim Finchem and Ty Votaw on the line.
Well, this is all going to help because especially, you know, sponsors like Nike and Buick and EA, and Nike is claimed to be losing $70 to $75 million, by the way, of just absolute raw exposure. And all that number is the amount of times that Nike would have appeared on the shirt, on the bag, on the hat, that is now not going to happen because Tiger's just not going to be on television. So now Nike can sponsor that barbecue. We can get Phil Knight out there with Tiger and serve the hamburgers together. It'll be a glorious event. In all seriousness, who knows what the PGA Tour is going to do between now and the end of the season? Fight through it.
Life will go on, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt today. Peter filling in for Pat Rooney Jr. It's Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. The sports professor, Rick Haro, joining us on the line as he does each and every week during our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. I'm, of course, not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm. Although, Peter, I feel that you should be reading the liners today since you're in the studio.
Hey, Peter, can I ask Peter?
To read the disclaimer.
Hey, Peter, let me ask you a question before you continue. Do you make him say that five or six times an hour just because, you know, because when I hear Russ, the first thing I think when I hear Russ is make sure he reads the disclaimer a lot. I don't know if you feel the same way.
I have feelings, but I've been warned by the Florida yeah. bar not to voice them.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand. You and I need to talk about it. Make sure that the respective waivers are pretty tight relative to Russ, right?
You know, I think Nike's going to be all right, Rick. They can just dust off those old Bo Jackson commercials, replace them with Tiger, and we'll do the whole commercials on the rehab.
By the way, I don't know if you saw that. I'm serious, but the Sports Business Daily and others have already written and speculated that Weed and Kennedy, some of the big ad agencies, especially, you know, that's Nike's kind of in-house agency in Portland, have already met and brainstormed and how they would plan the rehab. And I know for a fact that Tiger's agent, the IMG folks, and Mark Steinberg have actually met and sat and talked about what the structure of the rehab is going to be like, and you know they're thinking about that.
I love that idea, Peter. I think that's a brilliant idea. You remember the Bo Knows commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Bo Knows basketball, and Jordan was in the commercial with him. Bo Knows hockey, and Gretzky was in the commercial. Bo Knows car racing. You could do Tiger Knows rehab and have him, doing some stretches or something with his doctor. But we'll wait and see how his various sponsors react to the absence. We already know one. Buick had to scrap their ad for the T off with Tiger promotion. They're still going to award a winner, but they've ended the promotion. It was going to run all year long. People, qualifying for the promotion and the contest online, but they've scrapped it. They've ended the qualifying process. They will award a winner. That round of golf was to have been in October, where Tiger would caddy for the winner. It's going to have to wait until Tiger's ready to walk. So it's going to be sometime in 2009. But Buick has ended. They said that they have concluded. It's a very, very nice way of saying we had to scrap it. They've concluded that promotion. But Rick, read this in the Wall Street Journal this week in a story titled "Tiger's Injury May Hurt Brand Too." It says, while TV time for most of the golf season is already sold, networks broadcasting the remaining major tournaments will still be affected by the inevitable ratings declines. As a result, they can be forced to give additional make goods for commercials to cover shortfalls in ratings. So apparently ratings are a part of some of these television contracts for advertisers.
Well, they're a part of all of them. The question is, are they subjective or objective? You know, most of these deals, as we all know, are part of long, long, long-term partnerships, 5-year, 10-year, 15, 20, rolling over after a few, renewing after some others. And they all kind of get together and say, well, we didn't have a great year this year, so let's make up a little bit in the next year. And most of it is done informally. There's no amendment to a contract. It says, all right, we'll give you a couple of extra ads. We'll give you some credit for the next year. And I think a lot of that has to happen. But, you know, a lot of it's uncertain. We don't know for a fact, unless you guys think you do, whether this is going to be like a Tiger playing one week, not another, playing one week, not another, where we know for a fact there's about a 50% reduction in tournaments where Tiger doesn't play. We've seen that statistically over the past 5 years. Or is there going to be a whole group of the world that just totally turns off from golf starting last week and then going through the British, going through the PGA, and even going through the Ryder Cup, which, of course, the other argument is Tiger's Ryder Cup impact is okay, but he's one of many team members, and let's face it, he hasn't been the stalwart hero in the Ryder Cup. So we're gonna if we're gonna get killed, we're gonna get killed with or without Tiger is the point. And so I'm not sure whether we think this is going to be the standard 50% reduction of everybody in golf across the board, or more or less. I mean, I don't know, Peter. What do you think?
I think it depends on who you talk to on that 50% reduction. If you talk to the PGA Tour, I think they put it more like 25%.
Yeah, right.
But here's an interesting thought. What does it do to Tiger's image if we win the Ryder Cup and he's not playing?
Right. I've heard that speculated already what happens if, and obviously the knee-jerk reaction is to say, well, Tiger must have been hurting the team. But there's a number of factors working in the Americans' favor this year. A, it's been so long since they won 99 at Brookline that the law of averages, pretty much states that as sooner or later they're going to win again. B, they're on their own soil at Valhalla in Kentucky. And C, I think Paul Azinger has the perfect attitude for a Ryder Cup captain. He's made a number of changes. For years and years, the last Ryder Cup captain to make changes to the points system was a European, Seve Ballesteros, who changed the point system for his team to favor them when they were on European soil and the way they play the matches. Well, Azinger's done the same thing this year. He's changed the rotation of the matches to favor the Americans because they play much better in different formats. So he's put those as early on in the proceedings so they get an early lead, and that helps their confidence. And then he's doubled the number of captain's picks from 2 to 4. So I think all those really, really behoove the Americans. I was convinced that the Americans were going to win the Ryder Cup this year. I still am, even though Tiger's out. And if they win, I don't know that the knee-jerk reaction should be, Tiger was obviously not helping the team.
First, don't use the word knee-jerk in this for the next 6 months, okay, until he gets back. That's really bad. And then second, I don't know if you saw the comments that Phil made in Golf World. Phil said, boy, it's about time. We tried to take him out in every means necessary. I hired Nancy Kerrigan's person to kneecap him, and it finally worked. No, I'm kidding. That's not true, okay?
I almost thought we had another Retief Goosen situation on our hands.
Can you imagine Retief's comments? Yeah. I'm sorry, but he looks so foolish now. And you always thought, right, didn't we, that Retief was one of those very measured, very nice, very polite guys. What was he thinking?
I was very surprised. And for those who didn't hear, Retief Goosen made comments, paraphrasing, obviously, because I don't have them right in front of me. But basically he said he felt Tiger was faking the injury and kind of playing it up for the cameras, and it seemed like whenever he hit a bad shot, that's when it hurt. It never hurt when he hit a good shot, so he felt that Tiger was playing up the pain. Then 2 days later, Tiger's out for the season, and Retief looks foolish for those comments. But I agree, Rick. I had always thought Retief had a lot more class than that.
Yeah, paraphrasing, but not much. I mean, he basically did call Tiger a faker, and I can't wait for Tiger to look at Retief in the first. It won't be on camera, but I would pay X amount for the video rights to see their first confrontation.
Hey, Rick, does the PGA of America hold back advertising inventory leading up to the Ryder Cup? And do you now, have a blue light special on that on that advertising inventory?
Well, the hold back thing would be giving them too much credit, because it's like what the Super Bowl, what the NFL does is a pretty good blueprint for everything. But they try to sell as many $3 million for 30-second ads today as they can for next year's Super Bowl 43 in Tampa. And if they do, then they put out a press release saying, hey, look, we sold 84% of our inventory at $3 million, so you last stragglers, you better get in. They'll sell as much as they can for as high as they can right now, and they were hoping that they sold as much inventory for the Ryder Cup as they could before last Monday. Now, there will be a little bit of a blue light special. I think what they'll end up doing is going back to their core advertisers and say, we'll give you a little bit of a discount this year. We're going to make it up at the back end. They don't want to be stuck in mid-September, let's say, with X amount of commercial time. They'll be fine, but it's all about getting as much as they can for every second.
Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt today filling in for Pat Roney Jr. It is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. The sports professor Rick Haro joining us during our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick, obviously the PGA of America, you got to feel for our friends up the road at, of course, course, their home base and in PGA National and those corporate offices. You got to feel for our friends Joe Steranko and Kelly Elbin and Michael Abramowitz. I mean, they are taking the biggest brunt of Tiger's absence. No Tiger in the PGA Championship at Oakland Hills. No Tiger in the Ryder Cup at Valhalla in Kentucky. Those are both PGA of America productions. USGA, though, they really, really benefited from a great U.S. Open that, you know, was headlined by Tiger Woods and Rocco Media, who was the guy this time around to play the foil, the Bob May, you know, role to Tiger's Superman. And a headline in an article this week in Golf World says, "Everything's sunny in SoCal. Record revenue from U.S. Open's visit to Torrey Pines nets the USGA in excess of $50
million. $50 million and much more than they originally thought. And for those of us who saw it, it's indescribable, clearly. And for those of us who were there and saw it on TV Sunday and Monday, especially with our kids or our family, you even can't put a number on it because it's those once-in-a-generation kind of things. And then you had the drama, you had Rocco, you have the Johnny Miller comments. It is great theater. And so, obviously, it's the best, highest, biggest, spectacular-rated cable show in the history of golf. The primetime numbers will have propelled NBC to the biggest regular event rating in the history of golf. And now you notice this morning in the paper they're talking about making other major events prime time. And so
PGA Championship,
possibly.
PGA
Championship, and that's a big deal. And so, look, the British is huge, and here's why. Because if Ben Curtis or Todd Hamilton or Paul Laurie win the British, that'll be their second time in 5 years, which no one else has done. Oh. They're dark horses. Those are the only guys we have to choose from? Ah, forget it. Never mind. I ain't watching it.
I kind of like Justin Rose going in there, you know, yeah. 10 years, the 10-year anniversary of his huge yeah. finish as a 17-year-old at Royal Birkdale. And, of course, they're going back to Royal Birkdale there in England, his home country, of course. Huge attendance. 24,000 people came out on a Monday to watch the playoff live. The ratings were through the roof on television, and there was a 10% decline in trading on Wall Street last Monday during the Rocco Media Tiger Woods playoff, so there's no doubt that it went over with flying colors. He is the sports professor, Rick Harrow, who joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic during our Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, which, of course, am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for that esteemed law firm. My co-host today, Peter Bernhardt, is on loan from the law firm, and we thank them for that. Rick, have a great Sunday. Thanks for joining us, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. See you next week. Rooney, stay home. Stay home, Rooney.
See you next weekend.
Thanks, bye.